welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Tuesday, December 15th, 2020.
Bitcoin is up just about 1% to 19,381. Ethereum's flat at 583.83, which is exactly flat, like literally 0% different from yesterday. That's so sad.
Wow.
Amazing. I want to see more change.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, as well as gain loss reporting, crypto invoicing, and a lot more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, cryptocurrency advocate Andre Antonopoulos speaks out against PayPal, claiming Bitcoin bought on the platform isn't really Bitcoin.
Yeah, so many people know Andreas. He was the famous author of one of the early books on Bitcoin. Everyone really likes him. To say he's a Bitcoin maximalist is a horrific understatement by pretty much any measure. He's the original Bitcoin maximalist. And he believes pretty deeply in all of the, I think, in everything about Bitcoin and all of the ideology behind it. So there's people who like DeFi because they're doing interesting things with finance that are democratizing it. And there's people who like Bitcoin because it removes government from money. He is of the latter ilk. He is a true believer in the libertarian aspects of this. I don't know his actual political beliefs, but he believes in the removing government from money, removing government from control of our funds and bringing more power to the people on this. When he talks about PayPal, what he is saying, so PayPal recently, we've covered it a bunch of times on the show. PayPal announced that you could buy and sell cryptocurrency on their platform. However, just like Robinhood, they are not actually letting you transfer the crypto out of their platform. I think there's a lot of reasons that they're doing that, right? They are a heavily, heavily regulated bank, just like Robinhood, right? So they are both heavily, heavily regulated banks. And as soon as you start moving money into addresses, you potentially pick up KYC requirements for those addresses you're moving them to. So there's a lot of from a pure banking standpoint and regulation on banking and banking assets or banking institutions or regulated institutions, there are a lot of good reasons not to allow that. However, what that essentially means is that you're not buying Bitcoin. You're buying a tracking, in DeFi terms, you're buying a tracking token. You're buying a collateralized swap. You're buying some sort of security that has nothing to do with Bitcoin because there's absolutely no guarantee. I don't think that they can even make guarantees that they are 100% backing their reserves of cryptocurrency. It seems like they are. You look at the fund or all the news has come out has sounded like that PayPal's been buying a lot of crypto, but there's no guarantee. If you can't remove your funds from a platform, then there's no guarantees that they have those coins. So it is, for all intents and purposes, treat your PayPal or Robinhood investments in cryptocurrency as you would a tracking fund or an index fund. It is not really owning crypto. It is owning a instrument that will track the price of crypto, which is probably okay. I mean, to be super honest, for most people in the world, that's probably okay. If people who just want exposure to crypto and don't necessarily want the no government in your business aspect, then it's probably okay. But it is a very, very valid viewpoint.
All right. So next we have a new DeFi platform, Yield, raises $4.9 million to streamline access to DeFi vehicles through an app.
Yeah, I'd say the big winners of the DeFi craze have been a couple of DeFi projects, obviously, Yearn and those guys, and then the apps. You know, we reported on last week or 2 weeks ago, Zapier raised a bunch of money. Maybe a month ago that one of the other DApp platforms raised a bunch of money. This is another of those of that ilk. This is ilk twice. That's not good. This is another of that same type of announcement, which is Yield is a platform that's working on building an app. They raised $4.9 million from a pretty good group of investors across the board to build a app to make it easier for people to get into DeFi. So, you know, I tend to think that these are really valuable. Some of the investors in this round were Alphabet, Digital Strategies, Yeoman's Capital, a few others like that. And then they actually did their own token swap event where they sold $1.2 million worth of tokens on this. So all good stuff from their perspective. From my perspective, I don't think it's interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, we need better tooling to get more people into DeFi. The on-ramp to DeFi has to be really, really great apps for people to use. So if from that perspective, I think this is really good. I think we're going to see more and more people building great apps to get people in DeFi. This is how we actually get adoption of cryptocurrencies, is good apps. On the other hand, $5 million to build an app is an absurd amount of money, like absolutely over the top absurd amount of money. So I find it very difficult to believe that they're going to be able to get that much money back on the investments on this. So from that perspective, interesting, good for the industry. I think, really interesting decisions from the investors going in on this, but good for the industry in whole.
All right. Is MicroStrategy becoming overexposed to Bitcoin?
Probably. They just raised $650 million in bonds to invest in Bitcoin, which is, even in the best of times, that seems like an incredibly shaky thing to do. I mean, even in the best of times, man, raising that much money in bonds, which are going to be at a, somewhere between like 3% and 5% interest rates, depending on how you did it, to put that into Bitcoin, with a expectation that, you're basically making an expectation that Bitcoin is going to be appreciating more than that. It has somewhat, it depends on the scale you're looking at. If you go from 2017 to 2020, Bitcoin has appreciated negative, 3% or negative 1% at this point. If you went from 6 months ago today, it's appreciated quite a bit more. So it's an interesting play, but for the most part, I do think that they probably are way overexposed. And if for a company that actually is not at all involved in cryptocurrency, if you're a company that does crypto all day, every day, and you're diversifying between different platforms, different use cases, different verticals for crypto, that's one thing. For a company that's just buying Bitcoin, they're going to be well over $1 billion of Bitcoin here, not too distant future. So I don't know. Seems questionable to me.
All right. Cryptocurrency security startup Curve launches new product for institutions to access DeFi.
Yeah, I thought this was super interesting. So Curve is launching a MetaMask fork that is designed for enterprises. So right now, most businesses that use DeFi honestly are using MetaMask. Like MetaMask is the major interface for DeFi. Plus, you obviously have the dApps themselves, but people are going to the dApp and then they'll open up MetaMask. So MetaMask is their wallet. The dApp is the interface, and that's how it goes. We've talked a lot about different issues of that. For instance, the hack yesterday on the Nexus Mutual owner CEO is a great example of where this loose connection between dApps and your wallet itself can kind of start to break down. Now that obviously wasn't the issue for him, but it poses issues for businesses that are expected to hold incredibly high levels of security. Having just using MetaMask on the CEO's computer to manage $8 million is crazy. I mean, it's like almost hard to believe that they were doing that, as opposed to using Gnosis with multi-signature vaults. Like that's the way you should be doing it. And so I think that we're going to see a lot more of this in the future, that we're going to see more and more businesses, more and more startups focusing on bringing institutional products to businesses to help with crypto. I mean, that's obviously what Bitwave does. That's what, and we even have a multi-sig wallet that's not dissimilar to this. So this is obviously a good way to approach the problem. And I think we're just going to see more and more of this.
Great. All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening, as always, to the DeFi Daily. You can follow us on Twitter at the DeFi Daily, or if you want to send us some feedback, you can email us at info@thedefidaily.com. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.